This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a beautiful Thursday here in the glorious state of Connecticut. My name is Lee Elsie, and I get the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wayne will be here in exactly 1 hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The great show is raw and unfiltered. Today is the ninth day of April 2020. So at the bottom of the hour, just to give you a heads up, we're going to go in one of two ways. I do have a guest scheduled, but we could bump him if the president comes on to do the briefing. So we were sort of locked into one or the other. So you will get either the briefing from the president for the final half hour or so here, between 6 and 7 on the East Coast, 3 and 4 on the West Coast, or we have an interesting guest from a group called Freedom Works, and we'll chat with them, either one or the other. So we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. And again, we are always the most caller-friendly show in the entire country. If you want to weigh in, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My email address, leelcradio@gmail.com, and wherever you may be tonight across the entire country, I hope you're safe. I hope you're sane. I know the coronavirus situation, the Wuhan flu, is driving everybody a little batty right now as I sit here and talk to you, just to give you a quick update on where we stand. 1,596,253 confirmed coronavirus cases, 95,386 people have died in the United States. We're at 463,433 total cases, with just over 16,500 total deaths. And there's a lot of controversy as far as the death toll. China certainly involved in a controversy. How is it possible that China has pretty much remained flatlined as far as their numbers for the last month? It's not possible. It's impossible. So the numbers that we're getting out of China, in just a general sense, it's a waste of everybody's time. So the idea that the World Health Organization and Donald Trump went after them heavy, I'm so happy that he did. And I do hope we cut the funding to them, because they have actually done us a huge disservice and have misrepresented China, for sure. And China has not been held accountable for any of this. But I talked a lot about that last week. I want to go in a little bit of a different direction here tonight as we start. 17 million was the number, unemployment, that popped up today. And if you listen close, you can almost hear the low decibel hum of the printing presses in that well-guarded Treasury facility down in Fort Worth, Texas, right? Churning out $100 bills faster than the mythical lightning bolt that struck Benjamin Franklin's kite. Happening right now. So, on March 27th, as you know, our president signed the largest relief package in U.S. history, extending aid to many struggling Americans through a direct payment or expanded unemployment insurance. So, the package provided loans and grants to businesses, and it sent thousands or additional resources to thousands of people. Depleted healthcare providers all got a little cut, right? Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin basically said the payments could go out within 3 weeks, which pretty much, by the way, equates to about 22 billion additional C notes, which comes to over 1 billion Benjamin Franklins every day for like the next 17 or 18 days. That's approximately 41 million $100 bills per hour, if in fact they were printing them. Now, I know realistically the Treasury is not printing out that much cash, but It's important for you to visualize what we're talking about. Imagine $41 million $100 bills per hour just to reach $2.2 trillion. That's what we're talking about. It's just buckets filled with money. Now, all the United States residents with gross incomes up to $75,000 will get $1,200. It's a rebate payment, if you will. You also get $500 per child and $150 billion for state and local governments. So there are some, you know, different sort of hoops that you have to jump through depending upon your business or you or whatever. There's paperwork for businesses, etc. But if you fall underneath that $75,000, you will get a relief check here pretty soon. And it hopefully will help you through the tough times. Now, big picture, I'm not really sure how smart this is. So huge numbers of Americans right now are either broke, sick, dying in hospitals, or both. Think about this. The 535-member Congress grabbed an opportunity, by the way, to pack pork into a bill designed to instill hope, right? You got a whole bunch of Americans who are without work, and they are at wit's end. And I don't know how much longer they can go with this, right? They can maybe make it a couple more weeks. That's why another stimulus package is probably coming. But can you imagine how low you have to be? How low on the food chain that you have to actually be to be a sitting politician in Washington and try to pack pork into a bill that's flat out designed to instill hope? Who does that? Shame on the federal representatives who insisted on $25 million set aside for Capitol building cleaning supplies, or $25 million extra for the House of Representatives salaries, $1 billion to keep the airline recycling program in order, $9 million for miscellaneous Senate expenses, $1 billion for the Obama-esque era free cell phone programs. There's dozens of other ones, including, of course, the one everybody talks about, which is $25 million for the Kennedy Center and $75 million for the National Endowments for Arts. No one is having I don't have an issue with any of those places getting money in some of these bills, but not in this bill. Not in a bill where people are struggling to live. It's different. It's a whole different game changer. So maybe a bill 6 months from now that gives money to the Kennedy Center or the National Endowment of the Arts is appropriate. Right now, not so much. So more political fat will obviously surface. The more we dig into this, the more we'll see. But make no mistake, these payouts and payoffs are yet another symptom of the country's bloated and ever-expanding national debt. Now, I don't know if you know this. Maybe you probably don't. The year I was born, the national debt was $319 billion. Every single president and each congressional class coming in has largely ignored the expanding debt crisis, right? Republicans, Democrat leaders, it doesn't matter. They are magicians and making your dollars disappear. Page one of any politics handbook, it reads right there, black and white. In order to get elected and reelected, you've got to spend. So if the coronavirus continues to prevent American businesses and American workers from actually returning to their normal routine, President Trump and Congress will, yes, be forced to revisit this multiple times, right? And at the cost of possibly launching our national debt straight through the stratosphere. So this recovery package might be well-intended and might actually serve its purpose, but previous gluttonous misspending cycles have left us in this unenviable financial situation. It's like, I hate to throw a sports analogy at you, but it's like signing a big free agent baseball player, and he's a dud. And you're a middle market team, or even if you're a big market team, you're sort of, yeah, you sort of don't want to go out there and do it again because you might get burned another time, or you don't have the resources to do it again, right? Yeah, if you're a Red Sox fan, Pablo Sandoval fits that perfect, giving him $100 million, or Ruzny Castillo, same idea. You're giving, you know, big bucks away, and you're getting nothing in return. So, the United States basically is in danger of increasing the national debt 100 times over the last 60 years. So, 100, it was, like I said, $319 billion when I was born. And if they add a couple of more stimulus packages to this, it could go over $30 trillion. Can you imagine? $30 trillion, right? It could be catastrophic with inflation. Inflation will hit, by the way. So this is sort of a Ponzi scheme of exploding debt, unfunded liabilities. It has to collapse on itself somewhere along the line. It may not be in my lifetime, your lifetime, your kid's lifetime. But somewhere along the lines, the piper is going to have to get paid. Someone is going to want their money. The national debt is going to have to be dealt with. So almost every American family is saddled with multiple varieties of cumbersome financial obligations. I mean, a typical American family right now is saddled with about $137,000 worth of debt, which includes the mortgage, car, student loans, etc. And you're just going to ask them somewhere along the line to pay more in taxes to try to even this thing out. I don't think there's any other way that, certainly there's not a lot of ways that the Democrats can figure out to change that around. So nobody should be denying that the American people need a hand up, right, as millions of workers have been furloughed, lost their jobs entirely, but the economic impact of COVID-19, it probably has yet to claim all of its victims. These bailouts. Well, I mean, they can go two ways. Think about it. We will either be crippled with debt service, right? Because we pay $500 billion a year in debt service now. It's just the interest. Or, right, which will restrict our economic growth. Or we're going to have to basically deal with incredible inflation because we're going to be printing money to try to keep up with that. You're going to have to bring a wheelbarrow to go buy a loaf of bread. Wheelbarrow meaning full of cash to go buy a loaf of bread or something like that. Anyway, that's my take on the financial sort of scenario with this whole thing. We got to take a break. We'll take a timeout. My name is Lee Elsie, and I got the first hour here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wayne Allen Root is en route, and he'll be here at the top of the hour. Greatest show on the radio, raw and unfiltered, right here on the greatest network, the USA Radio Network. We'll be back.
Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America, the American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, so we're back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root for the first hour. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour ready to rock and roll and get after it. All kinds of interesting stuff going on, obviously, every day is incredibly, just, I want to say chaotic, but I don't even know if that does it service. Anyway, you can call us 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll go out to Long Island where Chet is waiting. Chet, good evening, sir. How are you? Chet.
Oh, Lee, sorry, there I heard he the is. President. Right. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to touch a little bit on this stimulus bill. and all the pork that was in it. First of all, I don't know if you've actually read the whole bill, but I can't find it anywhere. So if you know where to find that, I would appreciate it. And the issue is not so much the pork that they shoved in this bill now. It's all the wasted spending that we've had, like you said, from the time when you were a kid up till now, has ballooned into an enormous amount. And if we keep spending like this, when stuff like this happens, we can't get in front of it. So therefore, it's always going to balloon until the point where we're just printing money to print money.
Right, I agree.
You know?
I think you're right. I do. I think bad decisions in the past, like if we hadn't done some really terrible, terrible financial things in the past, we could sort of absorb this. But how many of these can you absorb? I mean, you got kids, Chet. They're going to be the ones that are going to have to stare down this. Not you, not me. You know, maybe even your kids. Kids are the ones that are going to have to do this because we're not going to be able to touch this debt. And I just, what's amazing to me is I don't see anybody even remotely concerned about it. Nobody seems to care.
Well, that's that, and it's been like that for a while, right? When Obama was doing it and Bush was doing it. If you go back to when Reagan was the president, I don't even think it may have hit the trillions by then, but it was far to a lesser extent of what it is now. The point is, when a disaster hits like this, and you have wasted all this spending, this is where you find yourself. And it is egregious that they're sticking in all this pork. And what I've read is that the Kennedy Center money is going to go to the DNC. And in the midst of a disaster that they're screaming and crying on TV, Lee, they're worried about themselves, they're worried about their party, and they're worried about their coffers and sticking money in their friends' pockets.
I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree. And listen, I think it's egregious and shameful and all of that that goes on with this. All right, Chet, I got to let you go. I guess we got the president who is up. Go ahead, pot him up.
Sir, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development. As the New York metropolitan area continues its battle against the outbreak, the full power of the federal government is there to support them. As you know, the Javits Center has now been fully converted into a 3,000-bed hospital, one of the largest anywhere in the country. And by the incredible professionals, I have to say, the Corps of Engineers, what they can do is just incredible. They've done a fantastic job, and they're building nationwide 21 temporary hospitals and care facilities, adding 17,000 hospital beds. And they did that all within a very short period of time. It's incredible what they've done. Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA has been fantastic. Our sweeping airlift operation to keep doctors and nurses supplied with protective equipment. Project Airbridge continues to expand.
All right, so listen, we're going to take a bottom-of-the-hour break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. That's Donald Trump giving his daily coronavirus briefing. So we'll do what we do through the bottom. We'll come back. I'm sure the president will still be talking. So we'll head out to Washington to pick that up, and we'll continue that coverage as long as we possibly can until Wayne gets here. All right, we'll take a break. Hang on.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the Labor Department announced 6.6 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 286 points to finish at 23,719. Help is on the way for small businesses, according to National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow, who tells Fox Business.
So far, as of 2 p.m. today, 500,000 loans have been approved, Charles. That's, what, in a week? Less than a week? 500,000 loans, $128 billion worth of loans, and almost 4,000 bank lenders.
More than 15,000 people have died due to the coronavirus in the United States. That's according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. Italy continues to lead the world with more than 18,000 deaths, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, everybody. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Tuesdays and Thursdays, the USA Radio Network does me the honor, give me the hour to do, you know, do what we do here on the radio, talk to all of you across the entire country. But obviously, big things are happening, and we're going to head to Washington as Donald Trump is speaking. He's giving his presser on the coronavirus. Let's do that.
Time to fill it up, load it up with oil that, frankly, is at pricing that nobody's ever seen before. I don't think we've seen this probably since the 1950s. That was with big dollars. So we'll see what happens. The conversation was very good. They're getting close to a deal. That's OPEC and many other countries outside of OPEC. And we'll see what happens. No, I think they were getting along very well. We had a very good call. I think it was a very good call. We're going to see what happens, but it was a very good call. They'll probably announce something either today or tomorrow, one way or the other. Could be good, could be not so good, but I think one way or the other. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, Mr. President, how could the administration discuss the possibility of reopening the country when the administration does not have an adequate nationwide testing system for this virus? Don't you need a nationwide testing system for the virus before you reopen?
We have a great testing system. We have the best, right now, the best testing system in the world. But there are certain sections,
right now,
there are certain sections in the country that are in phenomenal shape already. Other sections are coming online. Other sections are going down. And we, in addition to that, are giving out millions of tests. And every day we're doing it exponentially. We're picking up. And what we'll be doing in the very near future is going to certain areas of our country and do massive testing. It's not necessary, but it would be a good thing to have.
Don't you need that, though, Mr. President, to make sure people are safe going back to work? You don't want to send people back to the workplace.
We want to have it, and we're going to see if we have it. Do you need it? No. Is it a nice thing to do? Yes. We're talking about 325 million people, and that's not going to happen, as you can imagine. And no, it would never happen with anyone else either. Other countries do it, but they do it in a limited form. We'll probably be the leader of the pack. Please.
Mr. President, what do you say to the 16 million Americans, more than 16 million Americans, who have lost their jobs in the last 3 weeks in fear that the economy won't just bounce back, like you said?
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well. We're doing very well. It looks like we're at the lower end of the curve in terms of death, which is a terrible word, a terrible dark word that we've experienced like nobody's ever seen before in this country. I mean, we have numbers that are terrible, but when you look at the lower level, lower prediction levels of 100, 120,000 to 220,000, or if we did nothing, up to 2.2 million people, we're looking at a much lower level than the level of, I hope, than the level of 100,000. So we're going to see. We're going to have to, you can never do anything about the people that lost their loved ones and lost their friends, and I mean the great friendships, and I'm not sure a lot of people will ever be the same, but I think our country from an economic standpoint will end up being stronger than ever. We have tremendous stimulus. We have tremendous stimulus plans. We have things in the works that are going to really, I think, fire the country. I think that what's going to happen is we're going to have a big bounce rather than a small bounce, but we will be back. And I think, honestly, I think our country is going to be back from an economic standpoint. Again, you can never replace the people that were lost. And to their families, certainly you can never do a thing like that. But we will have succeeded in many ways, hopefully keeping the number way below our minimum numbers. And also, from an economic standpoint, you know, we met with the mental health people today. And that takes this is taking a tremendous toll mentally on a lot of people. And I think we're going to open up strong. I think we're going to open up very successfully. And I'd like to say even more successfully than before. Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Oil is trading today at about $23 a barrel in New York. What would you want to see the price? Do you want it at $30, $40, $50 a barrel?
Well, I want to see it where there's a certain market, but I also don't want to see it where people have no idea. You know, we're opening up, we'll be opening up areas for storage of oil, massive areas for storage of oil, because oil today is not selling. And what happened is the virus knocked out 40% of the market. Immediately, you know that, you know the number, 40%. Now, there was a lot of oil, but it was very controllable. All of a sudden, they lost 40%. You look at the road, you look at the car, you look at what's going on. There's nobody driving. There's no reason for it right now. That'll start coming back. But we are storing millions of barrels of oil that nobody thought would even be possible. Frankly, ships turned out to be a good business for some people because they're filling up tankers, sending them out to sea and not saying where to go. They're just sitting out there loaded up with oil. So we want to save our energy in this country. We want to make sure that our energy companies, businesses, and employees, workers remain strong. So that's how I'm involved. And I think that's going to happen. So right now, if you look, you're probably talking 23, 25. If they announce a deal, we can get it up. We need a minimum number so the companies don't go out of business, so they're not going to lay off all of these energy workers who are important to our country. And, you know, we're now energy independent. We could do something where we only used our oil. But I think the long-term benefit is to be able to just go with the market. And it's going to work out. It's all going to work out. If you looked at 3 weeks ago, as you know, as we talked about it, 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago, this was catastrophic. I think it's really hitting bottom. And I think that, I mean, we've had a bottom. But now at $23 and $25 and probably heading up, at the same time, we save our energy and we also produce great, cheap energy and we save our jobs. Yeah.
I want to ask you about the Paycheck Protection Program. Because every day we're hearing from small business owners who are telling us that their banks don't know how to access this money. They're trying to apply. They can't figure it out. So where does the fault lie? Does it lie with the banks?
I don't think there's a fault. They're doing record numbers of dollars. They're dealing with many community banks. They're dealing with Bank of America, Citibank, a lot of Wells Fargo, as you know, is very much involved. And they're dealing with the bankers. Can't go that quickly, but I'm hearing it's a very, very successful rollout. They did want changes in applications. They want changes in loan requirements, etc. But they're taking billions and billions of dollars worth of loans. And in the very near future, the banks will be relieving the money. They'll be paying out the money. Yeah, please.
Thank you very much, sir. Are you still expecting the USMCA to take effect on July 1st? And considering the fact that the auto industry is hurting these days, are you ready to postpone the...
Well, we have a deal. Yeah, the deal is with Canada. The deal is with Mexico. We have a deal. And obviously, the deal is different from the standpoint that production will be lower. But we have a deal. It's a signed deal. It's a deal that's one of the worst deals that we've ever had was NAFTA, one of the worst trade deals ever made by any country anywhere. And we'll be terminating that. And the new deal is a great deal for our country. So that's something. Now, again, we get hit by the virus, and we'll see where that all goes. But certainly car production is going to be down for a little while. But ultimately, good for our farmers, great for our farmers. We'll be helping our farmers, by the way. We have money going out to our farmers in the pretty near future having to do with, you see what's happened. The farmers got hurt very badly by all of this. People are eating less from the standpoint that there's no restaurants are open, no businesses are open, no hotels are open. They'll start to come back. But we're going to be helping out our farmers. Yeah, please.
Phil Weigman, Real Player Politics. Earlier you mentioned Project Skybridge, and we're hearing that through that project, a lot of the PPE that was sent out to other countries is coming back to this country. Do you know when we'll be able to bring a majority of that back? And then are you frustrated that USAID allowed a lot of that aid to go out the door in the first place?
Because we're in very good shape. He'll be speaking with Mike Pence about this in a little while. You look at the hospitals, you look at what's going on. Yesterday I spoke with the governor of Louisiana. I'm saying, do you think we need that extra 1,000 beds that we're in the process of building? We are really in good shape. You're not hearing people are needing ventilators much. In fact, we're going to start helping other countries with ventilators. We're going to end up having a lot of ventilators for future should something happen for hospitals, ideally to keep and have. But, no, I think we're in very, very good shape. We have calls with governors all the time, and the governor's in very good shape now. We have helped. We have sent billions and billions and billions of dollars between ventilators, equipment, protective equipment, masks. We have 500 million masks coming. 500 million from one group. 500. It'll be 300 million and 200 million over a short period of time. Now, I think we're in very good shape. Please.
President, speaking of testing, some experts, including Scott Gottlieb, have talked about 750,000 tests per week being needed before the economy is open. Can you address that? Do you agree with those numbers? If not, how many tests per week do you think we should have before the economy is open?
I don't like using the word needed because I don't think it's needed, but I think we're going to try and hit a number like that. That's a very high number, but we're going to be trying to hit it, and we probably might be able to do that. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, the Democrats pushed for more rescue money for states and hospitals, which are complaining that they need it to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Do you think hospitals and states need this money? Would you support?
I do, and I do support something, but I support it for the next phase. It's much simpler in the next phase, whether that phase is infrastructure or whatever. So I'm going to leave you now with Mike Pence and with Eugene Scalia.
All right, so we're back. Pence is about to speak. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll see what he's talking about. Maybe we'll go back to him in Washington. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Stick around.
You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Considered wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie. Wayne is here. The limo has arrived, so he'll be up and on the air in a mere matter of maybe 15 minutes or so and take you the next couple of hours. My name is Lee Elsie. You can always reach out to me if you like the hours that I give you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'd love to hear from you, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. So I'm feeling that you may be sick of coronavirus and COVID and money and stimulus and all that goes along with it. Well, you can't escape it. So I have a few other things that I want to share with you, numbers-wise, as far as what's happening mental health-wise and sanity-wise with the folks across the country. So calls to the helpline at the substance abuse centers across the country have jumped. Are you ready for this? 891% last month. 891%. Indicating the crisis is taking a serious, and I'm not trying to make fun of this, but a serious mental toll on Americans across the entire country, which is pretty incredible. Just 1% of Americans say their lives hasn't been disrupted at all by the pandemic. Now, I got to think to myself, I'm a hermit. I don't do much. I self-isolate by choice anyway. But still, it's affected my life, right? I mean, you can't go to the store without looking over your shoulder or looking, you know, across the way at somebody. You can't go to a major, you know, supermarket or a Walmart or whatever and think, well, somebody in here has got this thing. No question about that. 73% of the people out there say President Trump should actually wear a mask, not because of the way he looks, but because of the coronavirus, and not because he's stealing from you, but because, again, the coronavirus. To set an example, 73%. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I have not worn a mask yet. My wife's not happy about that. I don't know if I'm going to wear a mask. I'm not sure. How about this one? This one will blow your mind. So during the course of your lifetime, you're going to breathe in air and, you know, breathe out carbon dioxide, breathe in air, breathe out carbon dioxide. But every breath that you take, right, every breath is been breathed in some capacity by almost every other person who's ever lived, right? Because you breathe in, you breathe it out, and it doesn't go anywhere. So what you're breathing, maybe a Neanderthal was breathing thousands of years ago, and then prior to that, you know, the first human beings, or even earlier than that, animals, you breathe in the same thing that we've been breathing in. So that's kind of weird. The oldest living civilization on Earth is the Australian Aborigines. They have been around for 72,000 years, so they have beaten back all the viruses. There are apparently two pyramids that they're actually claiming are real pyramids on Mars. They say they're roughly 10 by 15 feet in diameter and about 15 feet tall. So and I don't know how they can prove that, but they are saying that they are a couple of pyramids on Mars. I think that's cool, man. I know we're going to find something somewhere along the line, whether it's Mars, whether it's another planet, whether it's something outside the solar system. By the way, I'm watching this Netflix. I don't watch a lot of TV. I tell you that all the time, not to try to pat myself on the back. I just don't have enough time. But I started watching War of Worlds on Epix, I think. I don't know if you guys get that, depending upon where you live. I hate this sound. You know, I'm so overcritical. But, man, I got sucked into this thing because I thought it was going to get better, and it just got worse. And it's like 8 episodes. And I got through 7, and I'm like, oh, so there's one more. I guess I got to do the one more. But if you're asking me, I'm going to give it a thumbs down as far as that. I did watch Better Call Saul the first 4 seasons, and that's worthwhile. Although it's not as good as I thought it was going to be. And finally, as far as Easter Sunday and baptism, there is a church in the Midwest that's actually baptizing babies by using a air water gun. It's a pump up air water gun, delivers about an 8-foot jet of water. Of course, blessed by the priest himself. Can I get it? Hey, man, it's a super soaker. You got that right. So you get baptized and still keep your social distance. Man, we think of everything. Chris, thank you for pushing all the buttons. It's an honor, man. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. He'll take you for the next couple hours. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Social distance. I'll catch you guys on Tuesday. We'll see you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Products they offer.